welcome to the Tales of Teaching podcast, a place where I hope you can find inspiration, creativity, and most importantly, someone to relate to. Teaching can be tough, as I'm sure you know, so I'm hoping this can be a space where we can motivate one another to take teaching to a whole new level. I just wanted to say welcome to the Tales of Teaching episode, the holiday special. Now I wanted to kind of record this for you guys to kind of have a little place for you guys to go to for advice on either classroom management and just kind of some fun holiday ideas that I like to do kind of during this time. I know this can be kind of a tougher time for teachers, and I think if anything it's the most important time of the year for all of us to kind of stick together. Kids are getting a little bit crazier. kids are getting crazy. Your patience is running lower. And so it's just kind of a really testing time. And so working together is kind of the way, my biggest suggestion that I can do to kind of help everyone out, right? All those tips and stuff, let's share them together. So my first thing I want you guys to consider is holiday season is tough. Think of this equation. Kids over school, plus Christmas is in the air, plus tired teacher, equals the behavior trifecta. And what I mean by that is it's kind of like everyone's super excited, everyone's super tired, you're seeing the end of the year kind of coming to the end, you're excited for the holidays, you know that bigger break is kind of in the midst. And so not only is kind of you kind of slowly getting over it, and hey, I'm going to admit, I definitely sometimes feel over it when you're looking around and seeing kind of utter chaos around your classroom. It's kind of easy, I guess, to say to get into that kind of that countdown mode. And I'm going to be the first one to tell you that that does not make you a bad teacher whatsoever to be feeling tired or to be feeling over or to be counting down for your break. It does not make you bad at all. It just makes you, if anything, human. I'm going to say this right now. If anyone ever tells you that they never do that, they're lying. Okay, so first things first, I'm going to kind of start with the kind of ways I kind of tweak my classroom management a little bit. And this is kind of, I guess, the third year I've done this, and I've just kind of really noticed a change in my classroom. I've noticed a change in my patience and a change in my sanity. So 'tis the season to toughen up, which meaning it's kind of to change your behavior plan or to kind of keep it interesting, fun, and different. I'm going to tell you right now, your kids, I mean, you could probably just kind of just toughen up, like tighten the rings yourself. Me personally, I think it's kind of better for this like first month. Like, to be quite honest, especially this year, we only got 3 weeks to kind of get through because Thanksgiving came so late. So I got 3 weeks to just kind of stick with something new, to kind of spice it up, to get them excited. And then probably by that time that they're kind of getting over it is when, well, they're on break already. And then kind of January, things kind of go back to normal. So they get excited to kind of go back into the flow of kind of the rest of the school year. So one thing that I like to do, and I like to kind of address this, I call it working in a winter wonderland. I make this huge slideshow and I kind of go through some things. I start off by, and I don't really do table points per se because I do house points in my class. I just did something fun. We're doing figurative language right now, and I had each of my tables come up with something holiday themed. Their table had to have alliteration in it, so kind of pulling in that that figurative language that we've been studying. So it had to have holiday theme with alliteration, and they got to kind of create it as the class, and obviously had to be appropriate. And that was kind of what we did right off the bat. I gave them new seats. I changed seats once a month to kind of keep things fresh, move kids around so they're not constantly stuck at the front or constantly stuck at the back or constantly stuck to next to the kid they don't work very well with. And so I do that to kind of help things too, because they kind of start the beginning of the month nice and fresh and in their seats, and by the end of the month, I'm already ready to move them elsewhere. So this is kind of a way for me to kind of have them interact with their new table groups. So they create these, they present them to the class, I write them on the board, and then I kind of more push the table points this month. Sorry about that. So during this time, like I said, I do the house points. So at this time, I kind of almost joke around and say, Elsa's come in the building, you guys, and our house points are going to be frozen for this month. And so they're kind of looking at me like, oh, great. What are we going to do? Like, we just got excited about our house points. I had announced our trimester winner last month right before break, and they're kind of just like, okay, what's going on? So what I do is I freeze their house points, And I tell them, okay, this is the one time that you're allowed to earn points for yourself. So I kind of more make it a individual thing where they're earning points for themselves, just like you would normally use ClassDojo for. And again, I use ClassDojo, so nothing changed. They don't change their icons or anything. I keep at their house crests. I keep them, everything's dandy. So I kind of give out house points, dojo points, and I tell them, okay, well, with those points, you guys, for this 1 month only, I'm also going to allow you to kind of cash in your points for rewards. And so the kids are getting super excited. They say, really? That sounds amazing. Like, this is exactly kind of what I want. And I say, okay, but during this time of the holidays is usually when we are trying to kind of be in the giving spirit. So I kind of tell them my one catch is they aren't allowed to use these rewards on themselves, meaning when they cash in their quote unquote rewards, it has to be like almost like a present that they gift to a friend. So they tell me basically who they want to gift it to. If it's not a non-coupon item, and if it's an item that is a coupon, I just kind of give it to them and I say, okay, just make sure you give this to whoever they're giving it to. And kind of that's that. Now, it's so funny because I really, really try to push kindness. Like, I always kind of tell my kids, like, you know, there's so many things out in the world. It's not always about you. There's other people out there. Like, kind of how can you make someone else's day? My kids loved it. Like, oh, sweet. It's like being able to kind of give your friends things and give other people in your house things and just kind of, you know, spread that Christmas cheer. And my kids at first were even like, can we give things to other classes? And usually I'd probably say yes, but I don't want to kind of stomp on other teachers like classroom management stuff. So I just said, you know, it's just to keep things where they are. Let's just kind of keep it in our classroom. I don't know how certain teachers are going to feel about some of the rewards that we chose. So that's one thing that I kind of do. And then what I do have the kids do is we kind of sit down and we kind of brainstorm rewards together. And I do, a tiny bit of prompting with this. I tell them, you know, Mrs. Harwick is not made of money. So we need to kind of keep these under price point. I want you to think of maybe like coupons or rewards in the classroom that you'd be willing to be excited about. And so that's kind of where we came up with like gum in class. Gum is really inexpensive for me to grab, homework passes, working with a friend, and those kinds of things that are almost like classroom coupons, sitting with a friend. One that they decide is because I have a little hybrid of flexible seating is being able to have first pick of where they get to move and that kind of stuff. And so after we've set the rewards, I then kind of talk about like, okay, what do you think good price points are going to be? And so I kind of tell them like, if obviously it's a highly wanted item, you're not going to want to put it for 10 points because someone can earn 10 points in a day. And so I'm like, you want to make it reachable and attainable, but not so far-fetched that people give up, but not so close that it's kind of like it's becoming too easy for everybody. And it's like, you know, becoming kind of chaotic. And so I think they did a really good job with kind of just choosing proper points. And then kind of one thing that I did to, I don't know, just make some type of incentive or some type of goal for them to work towards, as I said, okay, now I'm going to have like a special reward, and this one is not going to be anything you purchase. It's going to be kind of something you earn. So once you've earned this amount of points, you're automatically kind of put in. You don't have to put forth, you don't have to buy it, so to speak. And so I called this kind of and this is really more of a pun, but it's the breakfast party, right? Like burr, like cold, because it's wintertime. And what I'm going to do is kind of make like little invitations to give them once they've reached the point that we chose as a class. And so what we chose as a class was 100, which I think that was pretty reasonable. I already have one student that has already reached it because she kind of has done extra things to make sure she achieved it. I have many kids that are halfway there and we're about halfway. So I'm hoping to kind of see more reach that kind of by the end of this week. And what they're going to be doing is once they kind of hit 100, I write their name on this list and they get invited to the breakfast party. And all I'm doing, you guys, is just bringing in like cheap, fun breakfast things. Like I'm going to do a cereal bar. I'm going to bring in those like cheap little cinnamon rolls you can get from Costco. Just some like fun and easy breakfast items. So my kids are just kind of like over the moon, super excited for this, obviously. It's something that they talk about all the time, and they're constantly kind of checking, and I feel like it's very attainable, nothing kind of too crazy or out of the ordinary for them to get. And I did a breakfast party-ish kind of thing for my last trimester house winner, and the kids were super excited and like jealous that they got to have cereal in the morning. And so I thought it'd be a fun, inexpensive, I guess, party idea for me to throw. And what I'm going to do is going to make these cute little invitations to kind of pass out during the day before like the deadline for the point value reward system, and then just kind of have it in my classroom. And I'm going to go ahead and address some concerns that I've had some people message me already, and I'm really sorry that it kind of makes me laugh, and I'm really sorry if maybe I come off rude, but again, these are my opinions, and wow, I think it's okay for me to share my opinions on my podcast. So one of the things that I get questions on is, what do I do for the students who don't get anything? And I'm sorry to say, and some, like I said, some of you guys might not agree with this, but I think we live in a society where we all get something for showing up. I really don't worry about this and realize maybe this student will learn something from this. I also like to point out if they haven't been given anything, so that's another question. Some people say, like, what do you do for the students that don't receive anything? I don't really do anything. If I feel like they need to have a conversation, we will. You can put this into perspective. Hi, Johnny. You aren't receiving anything. Have you given out gifts? And I'm going to tell you probably 90% of the time is probably because they haven't. So you may or may not have a couple students that just feel like they're going to receive and they're not going to be the ones that are givers. So if I were you, I'd maybe kind of prompt them like, well, maybe you should start kind of giving out things and people will kind of feel obligated to return. My students do a very good job of this. Kind of once they've been gifted something, they kind of make sure to kind of return the favor, so to speak. My kids were really excited to buy things for other kids in their house, their friends. And so I really didn't ever have a problem with this, and not that I was laughing for people for asking, but I was like, okay, I really don't worry about that. I teach fifth grade. I don't really have kids, you know, I don't like that get super hurt about that. And if they don't make it in the breakfast club, too bad. They didn't make it in the breakfast club. They didn't work hard to earn their reward. And so I personally really don't think they should be rewarded if they were not giving the best behavior. And so I'm kind of leave it at that. This is my third year, like I said, doing this. I've had zero complaints from the students. If they have complained, they've complained behind my back, not in front of me. Other time I've announced it to my class, they've just loved it. Now, one kind of thing that I like to kind of always say too is when I'm giving out my points, I kind of give them out this month like I'm Oprah. I give them for excellent listening. I give them for walking in the room quietly, kind of like you would at the beginning of the school year, for excellent answers, for eye contact, for listening, for coming in the classroom quietly, for lining up quietly, for giving me eye contact when we did a call and response. Like, I'm giving these out. I have my phone in my hand. I'm constantly selecting them. And sometimes what I'll do even too is I'll sign or designate a student, like say I'm checking homework. I'll be like, okay, Jennifer, I'm going to go ahead and give you my iPad. You go ahead and start marking off kids that you see on task. And so they will kind of go through and check for me. And I kind of almost have like a little dojo manager, and they'll help me. And so I kind of do this, A, to promote the kids doing the positive behavior, and B, so that I know the ones that are constantly doing what they're supposed to be doing make it into the little breakfast, the breakfast bar club that I've designated. And with that, I'm just going to go ahead and say you want to really focus more on the kids that are behaving, so like the positive of it, not the ones that are acting crazy. I usually give points out, and if they're misbehaving, they just don't get one. So on Dojo, there's this lovely little tool where you can select multiple. And so what I do is say we're in the library and they're listening to the librarian, and I have some kids being rude. I will go ahead and do that select all tool. I'll have all the kids selected. And what I'll do is as kids start like blurting or doing things, I just uncheck them. And then what I'll do is then once kind of our time is there done, I'll go ahead and select, you know, library time. And it just kind of gets delivered to the points, or sorry, delivered to the students that did exactly what they were doing. I was dying. So while I was having one of my little dojo managers kind of monitor the classroom, her and her friend were kind of sitting there chatting, and she's like, oh, you should give it to this kid. You should give it to that kid. Oh, you should take a point away from that kid. They're off task. And I love her to death. She is like my little shining star, that one little student that's kind of always paying attention to your lesson, no matter how boring or how wrong it's going. And she goes, no. I'm not going to give the point. I'm not going to take a point away from them. I'm just going to give everybody else a point, because if you think about it, they really are losing on a point, but it's rewarding everybody else. And in my head, I remember thinking like, wow, she's just a true teacher in the making. And it just melted my heart that she thought of that idea on her own. I've never said my strategy aloud, but I thought it was cute that she was like, no, we're going to focus on the ones doing a good job, and we're going to give them a point, because the ones that are misbehaving technically lost out without having us to take them away. And so I thought that was just so smart of her. Girl, you have big dreams, and I love it. And she's got such a great mindset. Okay, so now this is a funny tip that I used a lot in my third grade classroom, and some of you might laugh, and some of you might be like nodding your head along, like, yes, I totally do this. So I also sometimes will have a fake student in there, or I'll put myself in there like Mrs. Hardwick. And what I'll do is with that person, I'll take a point away from it, or that's the person I'll give points to. Because my kids are now trained to the sound effects of dojo. So they know what losing a point sounds like, and they know what gaining a point sounds like. And so even when if I don't have it posted up necessarily on my smart board, if I have my phone out and they can hear the sounds, like I'll literally just start giving out points, and the class just like, it gets into super focus. So they know like, oh, she's giving points out. I need to look like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Or, oh no, she gave a point away. That could have been me. And they kind of like refocus themselves without me really necessarily having to do that. So they are automatically correcting their behavior. So when I taught third grade, if say like maybe a couple of students were talking, it's kind of hard sometimes in the moment to like pick like, okay, who was talking? Johnny, Andre, Jeff, they were all talking. So you're sitting there trying to select them. Well, by the time you've probably selected all the ones, they probably aren't going to be off task anymore. And so it kind of wastes time. And so what I would do is I would select my made up student or me, and I'll give the negative point to me. And so they'll look back like, oh, was that me? And I just kind of shake my shoulders like, if you think that you were off task, then yeah, probably. And they like, oh, shoot. And so they kind of go back to work. And then just next time that I display the points, I'll make sure to like delete it, so it's not super known. But I cannot tell you how crazy that little method works, like a charm. And same thing, like if I, you know, see, again, you could do the opposite. If I have a couple of kids talking, I can start, you know, giving points out to those that are behaving, or just kind of give one quick point to myself, so to speak. And they like tighten up like no other. It's like kind of crazy. And so it's almost kind of doing the whole sound theory, right? They're connecting these sounds to good and bad things, and kind of when they hear them, they change their behavior kind of based off of it. And it's kind of crazy, but it's funny. And I'd say it's not tricking them, it's kind of reminding them how they should be behaving. So I guess in a nutshell, that's kind of what I do with my classroom management. I kind of truly depend on one of those classroom managements that kind of depends on itself, with the rewards and with the giving and with the difference of using dojo. I feel like to my kids, it makes something new and fun, and it's kind of cool to kind of work on a goal during this month. I mean, they set goals in their houses, and you know, you can easily kind of just keep things the same, but I think kids get excited when you kind of push something new and special kind of just kind of for the holiday season. So now I'm going to kind of hop into a couple quick little festivities that I like to do during this time of year. One of my favorite things to do, which I need to kind of jump on that, and this is kind of like my holiday gift to my kids. I feel like it's very inexpensive. I have over 30 students, so buying gifts can kind of get a little pricey, so I like to kind of keep it at the dollar and under budget. And one of my favorite things to do is kind of create a class holiday card. And so I'll usually do some type of theme. I want to say this year I want to do some type of snow themed. And I think it's going to say snow what fun it is to be in room 21. And yes, I love puns. Yes, I love rhymes. So it fits perfectly. I feel like snow what fun it is to have, you know, in room 21 isn't going to weigh so heavily on any religion, right? I mean, granted, most of my kids celebrate Christmas, but I don't really like to send out a quote-unquote Christmas card in case, you know, don't want to offend any parents. And so what I'll do is I'll take an individual picture of all the kids. I usually will put it on a Google slide. I'll kind of fancy it up, make it how look how I want to, save it as a picture, and then just upload it to Costco or wherever you print your pictures and just print out 30 of them or 33 or how many kids I have. I usually like to do a couple extras for parents that are maybe divorced so that they each have one. And it's kind of like our Christmas card from our class to kind of give out to all the parents. And I just think it's so fun. And I keep all of them from every year. Like one year I did, I did a deer themed one, and I just used the reindeer filter from Snapchat. And so it's just kind of a fun way to kind of get creative, showcase all the kids in our class, pass them out to the students, and just kind of say, you know, have a wonderful holiday and new year and kind of that business. And just, that's kind of like my little gift. The kids love looking at them every year and keeping them. And I feel like I always have kids that probably don't even take them home. They like to put them on their binder and stuff and kind of show all their friends and stuff. And so that's kind of fun. And then like I do with all my things, I'll usually kind of put a digital version of that on Dojo and kind of push it out to my parents. And you know how Dojo has the school version if you connect your class with your school. So I'll usually post it kind of on the school one too. Like, you know, Merry Christmas or, you know, Happy Holidays to all. Another fun thing that I like to do is a snowball fight. And so this is, I'm sure you've seen this on Instagram, and I'm going to tell you right now, this is definitely not my idea. I did not create it. Some one of those miraculous things that I saw on Instagram, on the Instagram world, and just instantly fell in love. So you take an activity such as like, that would normally be a boring worksheet. And so this, I don't know, I don't plan it out this way, but it always falls on the perfect day where in our workbook, it's just like a full page of practice. And it's just like a legit like worksheet that I used to work on when I was their age. And so you go, okay, guys, like we're going to work on this worksheet, but this time we're going to kind of turn it into a snowball fight, and they get super excited. So of course I have them write their name on it. And what they do is it's quiet while they're working. And so I say, okay, work. When you hear the music, you stop, you crunch up your worksheet into a paper ball, and you begin kind of throwing the paper balls. When the music stops, you find the closest quote unquote snowball, open it up, and then start working where they left off. Okay. So the kids get like, oh, super excited. Now I'm interested. So they're working, but they're like waiting for you to like turn the music on. And so when it does, it's like super fun. And I kind of go over certain things like, you know, no headshots. If you're screaming or yelling, you're sorry, you get pushed off to the side, and you're just going to have to continue the worksheet the regular old fashioned way. And so it's just kind of a good way for them to like practice. And then, you know, necessarily sometimes, you know, they're continuing, hopefully, along the worksheet. And eventually kind of it gets finished. And once they start finishing up, it's kind of the end of our quote unquote snowball fight. And it's just kind of a fun way to kind of break it up, make things fun, make things exciting, and kind of the Christmas spirit. We live in California, so many kids don't really see snow or have snow. And so we kind of make our own snow, so to speak. And so again, one of my kids' favorite things every year. And like I said, didn't come up with this idea on my own. Got it from a lovely teacher on Instagram. Okay, another thing that I like to do is kind of like the whole like holiday traditions thing. I know I like to really celebrate cultures in our class, and at our school, we definitely have, I guess you could say, a melting pot of different cultures and traditions. And so one of my favorite things to kind of do for the end, like usually the last day, I do a giant hot chocolate bar, and you guys, the cheapest, like coolest way to do this is you get a big old crock pot. You fill it up with milk, put some chocolate syrup in it, stir it up, let it, you know, kind of get there early in the morning, let it kind of do its thing where it cooks, and kind of towards the end of the day, obviously, you guys, us teachers have to be smart, never give your kids sugar at the beginning of the day. You give them at the end of the day when they're going to go home and be super hyper for the parents. by that time it's all warm and ready to go, and I just buy, like, literally go to the Dollar Tree and just buy different toppings. Walmart has some really good ones too. Walmart has these, like, little chewy caramels that you can put in it, so you can kind of add some caramel. I'll buy candy canes, chocolate chips. You gotta have that whipped cream, and just kind of, obviously I stay away from nuts. I have a couple nut allergies in my class, and just kind of sprinkles, give them some things to kind of put in their hot chocolate or put on top, and I'll call table by table, and they'll come back and they'll grab their cup and they'll fill it up and add their toppings, and it's just something super fun and exciting that they look forward to. So I do the hot chocolate bar, but one thing I do is have my kids bring in one holiday traditional item that they is their favorite during the holiday season. And so I'll say, for example, my mom makes the best lasagna, and so on Christmas she does her big lasagna and that's it. She doesn't make it any other time of the year. Or I know a lot of kids like, I know it's such an odd thing, right? Most people have like turkey or ham, and my mom's like lasagna. And it's really funny because I think my dad loves lasagna, and it kind of derived from the idea that he like always wanted it. My mom's like, oh my gosh, do you know how hard it is to make homemade lasagna? And so she kind of like told him, like, and I'm sorry for all the likes, I really despise when I do that because I really do sound like I'm from California when I throw in that. She turned it into a you're only getting that one day a year kind of thing. And so now it's kind of weirdly become a tradition. And so I kind of share that story with my kids, and they laugh and they think it's funny, but it's true. And so for my husband, my father-in-law, like, his big thing is to make homemade cinnamon rolls. And so I'm like, cinnamon rolls would be a really great thing to bring in too. And so I've had kids do that in the past. And so what they'll do is kind of bring in their item. I have them kind of share what it is, why it's special to them. And it's just kind of fun because then we have a big old potluck, and kids don't even end up bringing their lunch that day because we stay in, we eat the potluck, and just kind of enjoy with our hot chocolate. We watch the Polar Express, and it's just a fun little time to spend together on the very last day. We unfortunately don't do a minimum day, but we do a whole school sing-along where we go into the cafeteria. Our fourth grade teacher kind of puts, one of our fourth grade teachers puts it on. She'll throw the lyrics up on like one of the board, or I'm sorry, on the projector, and the whole upper grade will kind of sing together, and there's a separate one kind of for the little guys, and it's just super fun and kind of to get in, I guess, the holiday spirits. So that's something that I love to kind of do. And again, that's the very last day that we do that. I'm not a huge PJ day kind of person. I'm not quite sure why. Maybe it's the idea of walking around, the very last day. I feel like I always have to run in and make some last minute errands. And so the idea of running to the store with goofy PJs on isn't the most appealing to me. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, we definitely have Colonial Day, and I've definitely gone to Vaughn's in a full-on Colonial getup, and that was fun in itself. I would like to only embarrass myself in the grocery store a handful of times, and so I feel like PJ Day is kind of not one of them. Okay, I'm gonna share like one more kind of really quick thing. I wanted to keep this episode kind of sweet and to the point. And one thing I'm gonna be having my kids do, and I haven't done it yet, so kind of look for it on my stories. And for those of you that are subscribed to my newsletter, you guys will be getting it for free. I'm putting the finishing touches on it, and I always like to trial it out before I send it out, just to make sure it's all that it said it's going to be. I'm going to have my kids actually design a Starbucks mug or a Starbucks cup. You know, Starbucks is really known for their red cup time of year, and I guess it's really transformed, not necessarily into a red cup now. It's kind of more an artistic cup or holiday themed. And so what I'm going to be having my kids do is I drew this kind of on my app, just a quick little Starbucks cup, and I'm going to print them out and have the kids, color and draw their own cup. And I made almost, it looks like one of those sleeves, and they're going to kind of write a little message, kind of what the holidays means to them about it, and kind of what winter is like. I'm sorry, not winter. Wow, where is my brain? What the holidays are like to them, and so what it means to them, and kind of hopefully practice some figurative language in there. We went over all of them, and so I want them to kind of throw those in and kind of almost make different figurative language examples based off of the holidays in winter and kind of what it means to them. And so I thought that was just kind of a fun little writing example. And again, you guys, I'm going to make these very basic so you can warp them for whatever your needs are. I'm doing a kind of what the holiday season feels like to them. or what the holiday season reminds them of or makes them feel like, to kind of really get those emotions. And then hopefully, you know, talking about it, what they drew on the cup will hopefully relate to their writing. And so I thought that was going to be a fun, cute, and simple idea. Before we end this lovely podcast, another thing you guys might see is the lovely ugly sweater competition. And so what I have my kids do is, I want to say I just found this off of Canva. If you guys don't have Canva, it is literally the best website. You can go and get all these templates and amazing things for free. So I go to Canva and I just found like a sweater and I just copied it and printed it out. And you can have your kids kind of make their own design of an ugly sweater. It can be kind of whatever they're feeling. And then basically what you have is a little ugly sweater runway, and they walk down the runway and showcase their sweater, and you vote for the sweaters for different things like cutest sweater, ugliest sweater, most festive sweater. And so you can kind of come up with different categories and give the awards away, and you can kind of make it into like a fun little mini dream transformation, like a little fashion show, award show kind of thing. And so that's kind of what I'm going to be doing. I know Miss Fifth has a lovely ugly sweater math review where the kids like solve the problems and connect the dots. And so that's really fun. I've done that in the past. I'm kind of debating whether I want to do that again or not, or just kind of stick with the one sweater. But that is pretty much it. That's the holiday festivities that I do. And I think the more you can kind of keep things calm, interesting, new, but a little bit like, okay, let's listen to some Christmas or holiday music as we're working, or let's do this. I think if you can kind of give them a little bit of taste of, okay, we can kind of let loose a little bit. You guys have earned it. You've worked really hard. They kind of will reward you. And I'm going to kind of end this week with one of my favorite, I want to say it's Dave Burgess's quote. Yes, it is Dave Burgess. Provide an uncommon experience for your students, and they will reward you with an uncommon effort and attitude. And so I feel like instead of, you know, like they're, you know, teachers they've had in the past, instead of getting angry at them and like, you know, coming down on them, maybe if you kind of just give them an environment where, you know, we can be excited, we can celebrate, you guys have worked hard, but still kind of put into an environment that's new and exciting, then they will kind of replicate that. And I'm by no means saying my kids are angels during this time period. They most definitely are not. Monday they were like a whole world of crazy with their talking, and so we obviously had to get reprimanded for that. But I'm just letting you know, they're a much more manageable than if I feel like I didn't kind of put all this effort and time into it. And then lastly, what I'm going to kind of quickly say is, make sure you guys are checking on one another. Make sure you're checking on your colleagues. Yes, this time is tough for you and you're tired and you're exhausted and you just want to go home kind of right at the end of the day, but you have all the stack of papers to grade and things to plan and items to buy. But just remember that they are kind of going through that too. And it just feels really nice sometimes just to have someone say, hey, are you doing okay? How are you doing? And that just like, just kind of nice to come to kind of take a breath, you know, tell them how you're doing and kind of reciprocate that and just make sure you're checking on each other. Like I said, in this time period of lovely December, we are all in this together. And the more you kind of stick with one another and be there for one another, the better. Because like I said, we're all dealing with the crazy. And so the best way to deal with the crazy is to kind of make sure you're there with your friends and your buddies and just making sure that they're okay. And so if you guys are listening to this on a Tuesday, I hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday. But if you're listening to this any other day of the week, I hope you're having a fantastic day in general. I hope you enjoyed this holiday special episode. And please make sure you guys are reviewing and rating positive vibes, please. It's kind of what motivates me to kind of keep pushing stuff out for you guys. If there is anything you would ever like to hear, I'm very receptive. You can just message me on my Instagram, email me at hellomrsharwick@gmail.com, and I will gladly take your suggestion. Those are actually my favorites when I have listener suggestions. It makes me feel like, okay, this is what the people want to hear. I love it that you guys just love hearing me ramble about teaching things and items that I'm passionate about, and just hopefully skills that I feel like could be multi-dimensional and used in all grade levels, all subjects. I try to make it pretty generic for you guys. So enjoy. You guys hang in there and just know when those 2 weeks roll around, you can kind of hang out with your family and just relax and, like Elsa, let it go.
So I guess this is it. Till next time. Yes, don't forget to check out the show notes for any of the links that I discussed in today's episode. If you enjoyed today so far, please share it with a friend because the more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in, and I can't wait to see you guys next time.